Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Nonye Aganya. Nonye is a family nurse practitioner who is also an author. Nonye, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. Before we get started, could you give us a brief history of yourself and why you got into the nursing field?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here to share my experience with you and your audience. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I'm originally from Nigeria, West Africa. I'm the fourth of seven children. And as far back as I remember, I was always the nurturing child. I was the child that was always very curious. I had an interest always to find out why people acted the way they did. And I believe that made me a very good listener because a lot of people gravitated towards me. I had that innate desire and really the ability to make people feel comfortable around me because I will listen to them and I will have conversations with them. And just people easily trusted me. And looking back now, I'm not really sure why that was, but I probably had a bit of an anxiety myself, and I needed a way to make people comfortable around me so that I will be comfortable when I'm in their presence also. We all know about the transfer of energy that can take place when people are uncomfortable around us. We automatically become uncomfortable, and when we are able to make people to become relaxed in our presence, then we relax and trust is improved and communication flows a bit much easier. Home care, long-term care and hospitals have also worked, of course, in outpatient medical clinics. So as different roles anywhere, I have also worked as either the nurse practitioner, which I currently do, or I worked as the RN in the hospital, or I worked as a nursing assistant in the long-term care. This all led me to realize that there were so many different ways I had communicated with patients and always made sure that patients trusted me. I am married with four beautiful daughters. I'm married to my wonderful husband for many years, and my four daughters are ages of 26, 16, 12, and a seven-year-old.
Wow, that's a big family. And that's such a great history. Before we move on, can we talk about the early days when you were coming over from Africa? When you arrived to America and you started working in Brooklyn, was it hard as an immigrant working on the floor in New York City?
No, not at all. As a nursing assistant, I remember it was very easy for me to communicate with my patients. Patients were very comfortable around me. It was easy to connect with them. And I found that a lot of patients were actually intrigued by me. I had a lot of patients who wanted to know my background, my culture, my nationality. They wanted me to tell stories of my childhood. And some actually wanted, of course, to know what accent that I have. At some point, I had a bit of puzzling experiences. I think that's what I'll call it. At that point, some experiences were a little bit puzzling to me because I remember some patients that were a bit more reserved when I came around them. They were not eager to communicate with me, and some of them actually just gave me the cold shoulder. And I'm not really sure why that was. That was back then. I had no clue why that was. I always just shrugged it off. And I never took anything personally, and I always gave everyone that benefit of the doubt. I was just happy to have a job in America, and I was just excited to care for patients. But over the years, of course, that has become a little bit clearer to me why patients have some of the reservations they have and what we must do as healthcare practitioners to help patients to begin to overcome some of their reservations. Each and every one of us, for some reason or another, we have put up walls. It's very important to realize to break down walls and help people get out of their reserved state of mind or out of their comfort zone. It's very important for us all to know that there are strategic ways of communicating with people and making sure that we are building trust with them when we are doing that. And this is when I decided that I had to put all this in writing and come up with a book. And that's why I wrote this book, to identify all those different attitudes and personalities we may come across as clinicians that are pretty much due to underlying patient anxiety, and also going further and giving those simple tips that we can apply when we communicate with each particular patient attitude to help alleviate some of the anxiety and promote trust.
We're talking to Nanye Agonya, the author of Simple Tips to Developing a Productive Clinician-Patient Relationship. Thank you so much for sharing your personal story there. And seems like it was a blend of your clinical experience and your patient experience that led you to write this book. Was it in recovery that you decided to write this book? What was it that was so important to write the book at that time?
It was in recovery, and actually it was important for me also, because as a nursing assistant, I wanted to get back that feeling, you know, that I've always had when I cared for patients, as when I was a nursing assistant. You know, that feeling of feeling complete when I'm in front of a patient, giving them care. We are both what I call our true selves, and there was the conversation was not strained at all.
The one question I have, and just to touch upon something that you talked about earlier, could you explain why you think that there's a difference between a nursing assistant, an RN, and a nursing practitioner when it comes to patient communication, and why those differences exist?
Well, that's a very difficult question, I must say, but it's interesting to find that when patients responded to me as a nursing assistant, they really were themselves. And like I said earlier, the more I gained knowledge, the less of themselves they became, the more reserved they became towards me. And it's really a question you ask that I don't know the answer to. I have to be honest with you. I don't know the answer to that. But I can speculate. I can speculate and say that maybe as a nursing assistant, patients felt less threatened by me. And it's important for all of us to begin to reflect and ask ourselves, why do we feel comfortable in front of one person and we don't feel comfortable in front of another? And, you know, ask ourselves questions regarding the opinions we have. Why do we have this opinion of one person and we have a different opinion of another person? So these are personal questions that only we can answer for ourselves. Nobody can answer that for us. And it's only when we self-reflect that's when we begin to answer that. And then go a step further and also ask ourselves, if we've identified these reservations we have, what can we do to begin to overcome some of these reservations we have about one another?
Speaking of trust improvement, does Simple Tips to Developing a Productive Clinician-Patient Relationship provide some of these tips and strategies for improving that trust and communication?
So when people present with similar anxieties and reservations, and I find that they are acting alike, regardless of their race, regardless of their nationality, their cultures, moral values, but I'm seeing similar attitudes, I find the best way to approach conversation. I find the best things to say to make that person say, wow, this nurse practitioner really wants to know who I am. I don't take any negative attitudes that come towards me personally. I don't take it personally because I know it's because of an anxiety that I must address and make the patient become less anxious.
Could you talk about some of these patient attitudes that are mentioned in the book and how you've overcome some of those challenges in your own practice?
Yeah. Let me go back first to an experience I had in Brooklyn when I was a nursing assistant that actually also was an eye-opener for me. It was one of the attitudes that ended up 25 years later making it in my book as the patient attitude. In my first job as a nursing assistant, I had a particular day that I was given an assignment to do, and in an assignment, there are different patients that are assigned to each nursing assistant. And when I got to the nursing station, the head nurse had handed me a new assignment and said, oh, sorry, I made a mistake in your old assignment sheet. You are no longer assigned to, let's say patient X. You're no longer assigned to patient X. You now have a new patient as a substitute. And I didn't think anything of it. I said, okay. I took my new assignment, and it wasn't until during lunchtime, I think in the cafeteria, I was talking to another nursing assistant, and she said, oh, yes, there was a mistake in the scheduling, and you were given, we assigned a patient who didn't like to be cared for by Black people. And I found that very puzzling, quite honestly, Matt. I can't even say that I was upset because I didn't even understand the whole concept of racism or being prejudiced and all of that. Because remember, I had just come from Nigeria and I was so happy and elated to be there to care for everybody, which I thought I had been doing till this incident happened. So I look back now and I didn't know this then, but that would be my suspicious patient in my new book. And when I say this, I look back, it saddens me. What makes me so sad is that she had her reservations, obviously, which I didn't take personal because I didn't understand what they were. But she never gave me a chance to get to know her. She never gave me a chance to, in my feeling of just being elated and happy, to probably help her overcome some of the reservations she had about being cared for by Black people. But the idea that the unit accommodated that by making their assignment sheet and not assigning any Black nursing assistant to her almost was what made me even sadder. Because what they did was keep her in her comfort state, in her state of being reserved and not growing, because then they denied her the opportunity to grow spiritually, to grow as a human being, to grow emotionally. So it was really what made me very sad, because each and every one of us have some sort of reservation. We have different backgrounds. We have different nationalities. We have different religions. We have different moral values. So it's almost expected that we must be reserved about something. There are some people that are reserved because of other people's age, other people's gender. Some people don't want maybe a male physician. Some people rather prefer a female physician. Some people will not want based on nationality or religion. Some people will not want someone with a particular religious belief to care for them. And some people will prefer not. So these reservations exist for each and every one of us because of our diverse background. But we must not focus on that and try to shy away and stay in a little corner where we feel comfortable. We must try to have compassion for one another, give one another benefit of the doubt, and actually begin to communicate. 25 years ago, this patient, blatantly made this verbal request to maybe the head nurse, and it was accommodated for. Today, it's different. We have a lot of diversity now in healthcare, and with this diversity, the suspicious patients will still exist. Because I still come across some suspicious patients, but they will not verbalize their reservations. They just have very subtle behaviors that makes it difficult to build trust, subtle behaviors that makes it difficult to make a connection. And it's important that we communicate in the right way to make sure that patients gradually pull down the walls that they have built around them over the years and become less reserved around us as clinicians.
So amazing. And I just wonder, it makes me sad that as a young woman, you immigrate to this country, you get into nursing to improve the lives of patients, and you're treated in this way. What did you do to not let that get your spirits down? How did you... When you learned that, when you learned about that incident, what was it inside you that said, that's okay, I'm going to move on and not let that affect your growth as a nurse?
I have to just tell myself, Nonya, you cannot take this personally. There is a reason why a patient ends up being reserved about a clinician. And you just have to ask the patient other things. Get to know who this patient is. And when you don't focus on that, but rather you focus on building a relationship with the patient, you find that you are not angry. You find that you could be disappointed, because it is disappointing. It takes a lot of energy to try to get to know someone who seemingly does not want you to know them, you know, on first contact. But it is the challenge that we must overcome, not only in healthcare, but in life, as we communicate with one another. If we truly want to begin to build trust with one another, it is a challenge we must overcome. And being a born-again Christian helps a lot. It really does help, because that Romans 12:15, to rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep, actually helps you separate the personal opinions that you may have about somebody and to see the person as someone that needs medical care, that which God has given you the ability to care for somebody. So you must extend that care, because that's the ability God has given you. And you have to find a way not to take it personal. And I think that's what helped me to overcome all of that.
That is such a powerful message. And you shared in such a beautiful, eloquent way. For my listeners that want to learn more about you, how can they find you and your writing on the internet?
Well, I have a website. My website is www.ptdrsimpletips.com. PT, obviously, is the acronym for patient, PT, then DR, acronym for doctor, simpletips.com. I also blog quite a bit. It's a new found hobby that I have. I blog on KevinMD, so I have a couple of blogs there. And some of my blogs are all in my website, so you can get to the links for my blogs also through my website.
And we're going to make sure that on our podcast notes that we share all these links. So after you listen to this, please check out the podcast notes. Nonya Eganya, thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed this, and thank you for sharing your inspirational message with all of us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Matt, for having me.
She's Nonya Eganya, family nurse practitioner and author of the book, Simple Tips to Developing a Productive Clinician-Patient Relationship. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon. Thank you for listening.